KAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Praise God. But Jesus Christ himself felt so defeated that when he was in that garden and praying, Father, let this cup pass. Don't you know he was in distress? Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know he was in despair? Knowing that, God, you have sent me down here, and then all of these things, and when he looked in that cup, saw what was in the cup. Oh God, who can bear it? That's why he had to go through it, so he could help us to bear it. Thank you, Lord. And when he prayed, then he said, okay, Lord, I'm ready now. Same way with us. When you're going through and you feel like you're about to give up, call on him. Call on him. He knows, and he is there to help us out of all our trouble. Thank you, Jesus. Paul reminds us that though we may be at the end of our rope, we're never at the end of hope. Thank you, Lord. Hope. And turn over to Romans 5:1-5. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And going on down to 5, say, and not only so, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. How you going to glory when trouble comes? How you going to be happy when you're going through? Eyes cannot, and your mind cannot comprehend this. Honey, it's a mystery. But it can be done because God did it for me. How you happy when things all around you seem to be shutting down? Nobody but him. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. If I want to tell you I learned some patience through going through some things, I learned how to be still. I learned how to close my mouth. He spoke now. He said, you know, put a bridle on your tongue. I learned how to hush up. To study to be quiet. Some patience. And patient experience. You need some experience. I never would have made it. But because I went through it, I came out stronger, wiser, I'm better. Oh yes, I know I'm better. Hallelujah. Because I went through it. Hallelujah. And because I went through it, I gained some hope. And because I have the hope of God down in my heart, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the testimony. testimony that I have. I'm not ashamed to let the world know that I'm holy. I'm not ashamed to stand up for Christ and proclaim his holy name. I'm not ashamed to tell somebody, baby, you can make it. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm not ashamed to tell you that I know he's a healer because he healed me. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I can walk this life because with him, I can do all things through Christ because he's the one that strengthens me. I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. Although I might get frightened sometime. Oh, God. But I'm not ashamed of him because he brought me out. He took me, my God, turned me around, placed my feet, hallelujah, in this way. And he said, I'm still standing. No matter what he takes me through, I'm still standing. No matter what trouble rises, I'm still standing. No matter how distressful I get, I'm still standing. No matter what trials I go through, oh, yes, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The affliction of the righteous might be many. He said, but God delivered them out of them all. You got to trust him and believe him. Amen. That he is able to make a way out of no way. So we need hope. Because hope, amen, gives you faith. Yeah. Sometimes even in defeat. When the doctors come and tell you, Ms. Johnson, you have colon cancer. Now, we're going to set you up with the cancer doctor, and we're going to do all this. And I'm still back at the point where he says, cancer. You know, I say, what? What you say? I felt defeated. I just felt like I had hit rock bottom. Lord, is this my end? And the devil said, yeah, you're going to die. And all of these are troubles, distress, perplexities. Hallelujah. Oh, but I began to meditate on the word of God. I left and went in the restroom and pulled out that little vial. Hallelujah. Of mustard seed. And I said to the Lord, Lord, you said in your word, if I have the faith of this grain of mustard seed, I can ask what I will, and you'll do it. And I say, Lord, I'm asking you. And you say, if my ways please you, I can ask what I will, and you'll do it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Cried out to him. I felt like, hallelujah, I was defeated. And then I added to my prayer before I ended, yet, Lord, help thy my unbelief. Just in case, I want to cover all bases. I said, okay. I went back to the doctor. I said, okay. I'm not seeing the cancer doctor, not right now. He said, all right. I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have the surgery, and then we'll go from there. We're going to take one step at a time. He said, all right, we can do that. And that's what then I say, Lord, I don't want to have to go through chemo. I don't want to have to do radiation. I want you to let the surgery take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. And how the song say, I'm still standing. I am a 7-year survivor. Hallelujah. 7 years. God healed me. Yes, he did. And he turned. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He turned it around for me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He turned my hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He turned my defeat into a victory. And I say, Lord, I tell it wherever I go. I let the world know that you are a healer. Thank Thank you, Jesus, and that you are a Savior. You are a deliverer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why I praise him. That's why I thank him. That's why I magnify him. That's so much for me. Oh, God, he pulled me out. He brought me out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Although I have a perishable body, a subject to sin and suffering. Sometimes you feel like, oh, God, I just done messed up. So I'm just counted out. Now you're not counted out. He even said to his father, Lord, let me dig around him. Let me work it up. Let me have sometimes troubles and stuff come so that you can't get stirred up. So you can begin to know there's no other hope but in him. No other help I know but him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's my way. He's my way out. Thank you, Lord. Our prayer shall body are subject to sin and suffering. But God never abandons us. Because Christ won victory over death, we have eternal life. Because he gained victory, we have victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All our risks, humiliations, and trials are opportunities for Christ to demonstrate his power and presence through us. Sometimes you're going through. People don't understand. Still encourage you. They say things to put you down. Talk about you. Trying to get you to give up. The Henry. Ain't nothing but the enemy. Want you to be defeated and stay defeated. Oh, but you're going to do like us. I say, I'm getting up from here. I'm rising up from here. For I know there is food over there. Hallelujah. I know there's drink over there. Hallelujah. I know there's deliverance over there. I know there's healing over there. I know salvation is over there. Oh, so I'm going over there. I'm going over there. I'm going where I can get some help. I'm going where I have hope. I'm going where my faith is. I'm going where the deliverer is. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going over there. That's what you need to do. Rise up. Rise up and live. Why sit we here till we die? Hallelujah. There's plenty. That's what the son said. When my father got much, why sit here and eat these crumbs? God has everything that we need. Praise God. And we just got to believe it. As we face great troubles, it's easy to focus on the pain rather than our ultimate goal. He want to get you off focus. Hallelujah. Just as athletes concentrate on the finish line and ignore their discomfort, we too must focus on the reward of our faith and the joy that lasts forever. His joy doesn't come because everything is pleasant. Everything is going well. Everything is yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and everybody obeying and in line. And his joy doesn't come like that. His joy comes when things are in a terrible, terrible situation. Troubles on every side. How do you think you get through it? Yet not distressed. Perplexed. Distressed. Hallelujah. How you think that? This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. Hallelujah. This joy I have come from knowing whose I am. Hallelujah. Come from accepting him. No matter what I'm going through, I know he say, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. So no matter what I'm going through, no matter what the world or life brings situation my way, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to wait on him until my change comes. Job said, all of my appointed time, will I wait? He asked the question. So I say to you, will you wait till your change come? Will you wait on the Lord till he send his deliverance? Will you wait on the Lord till he bring you victory? Would you wait on the Lord, hallelujah, till he bring you out? Will you wait on him for your healing? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. I'm going to wait on you. And while I'm waiting, I have